Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 71, part of the Pull Tab Sports family. We're going to have a good podcast today, folks. I am going to New York tomorrow, specifically to Montauk for a client. And how about this scenario? Bringing both of our young employees from the office. So I'm going to be rooming with a 20-year-old. So that'll be fun for him, I think, too. Maybe I'll like go full dad. I got the Phil Mickelson body. Maybe I'll set my leg up on the sink when we share our hotel room and shave when he's there. You know, like maybe I'll get some of those little stirrups that hold up black socks, even though I'm not going to be wearing black socks. But yeah, we're going to Montauk, New York, which is at the tip of the Hamptons. We're going to be renting a Moke, M-O-K-E, is like a beach dune buggy. So I'll be driving that around, slinging some beach juice in the Hamptons all weekend long with a couple kids in their 20s. That should make for an interesting podcast next week. Hey, one thing I'd like to ask you to do, our numbers are very good on the old Sunday Morning Coming Down. So thank you to everybody who's been a listener, new listeners, OG listeners. Do me one favor. Send an episode to one friend and see if they like it. I just like to see what that does. I don't ask for you guys to do that often. But if you like this and you're more of an introvert, you're never going to send me a question, you're a little more chill, that's perfectly fine. But I would like you to please share the episode with one friend. That would be outstanding. I got to talk about a friend of mine, which is Jay Hilburn. And I know you guys that are out there that aren't looking as good as you should, you got to get yourself some custom clothing. This is as close as you'll ever get to being a player in a video game, having stylist Andy come over and measure you. By the way, just in general, being measured, I got measured in my porch. I remember sitting here, I think we had some champagne or some wine, got a couple fabric books. My wife and Andy are sitting here doing measurements, and now basically the six pieces, you know how they always ask if something was burning, if your house was burning down, what would you do? What would you take with you? From a wardrobe standpoint, it would be my Jay Hilburn stuff, and I only plan to continue it. Again, if you're interested in Jay Hilburn, all you got to do is comment on any of the posts on Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod, and we will reach out to you and at least get you measured. So some topics for this week. One of the topics, I've been noticing for the last couple weeks, I've heard a lot of people making claims that something is the best ex that they've ever had. So my brother in Idaho said fire pizza is the best pizza he's ever had. My wife made two best claims this week. She said Jersey Mike's are the best subs and Cheetos is the best chip. Those are bold claims, and I bring them up mostly for the point of debate. Is Jersey Mike's the best sub? I don't know. It might be. We had it this week. It was excellent. You know that meal when you come back from a vacation and no one wants to cook and you pick something up, which, by the way, gives it an unfair advantage to begin with, but we had Jersey Mike's. And it was very good. I think you get it the Mike's way. I don't know what that means, but whoever this Mike is, he's got great, great taste. And Cheetos, I don't know. I don't know if Cheetos are the best chip, mostly because of the residue. Anything that needs a wet nap after it maybe can't be the best. That's why a dry rub wing is better than a regular wing. So I don't know if Cheetos are the best chip. I tried to talk to my wife about this. I said, Pringles? Sour cream and onion Pringles. And she was just, she laughed. She's like, oh, come on. That's cheap garbage. And I said, purple bag Doritos, red bag Doritos. The only thing that seems to get some contention is the Harvest Cheddar Ruffle. I think that is a contender. That is on the podium. But I don't know if Cheetos are the best. I bring it up because I think in the notes view of your phone, where everything happens, you should maybe just have an ongoing best list. So if the best steak you've ever had is Peter Luger's in Brooklyn, but then you go to Lindy's in Minnesota, you just replace, under best steak, you put the current champion and you write the date. I do believe I'm going to start a best list in the notes view of my phone. I am recording tonight on my porch. You might hear crickets outside. Cicadas would be the fancy way to say it. More syllables on cicada. But I hope you enjoy that sound. It's a, as my wife said tonight, it's starting to smell like fall. She also, when I record, I'll often walk out into the other room after I do my notes and say, honey, what do you have for this week? And she jumped out of her chair and said, hey, last week you consistently referred to my house, my kids, my son, my daughter, when I went out on a limb to talk about how much that bothered me and how I gave her a hard time on the podcast, and now I apparently do that with regularity. So I would like to apologize and take a mea culpa. Our, as Goose says in Top Gun, we were inverted. I got to talk about my house this week. This has been, for any of you that have been listening for a while, we had to sell our house because they're building a giant high school. It was kind of an eminent domain situation where you have to sell. And if you don't, you'll be like that house in the movie Up, where you have parking lots on both sides. So we did. We happened to sell our home right at the time when the housing market is the best housing market in decades. Not ideal. And so, A, if you're a White Bear Lake person, we want to stay here. So if you have some sneaky angle, not yet on the market, there's a little lot somewhere, there's this, there's that, please reach out to me. We'd like to stay in this community, and we have not had good luck at the houses we're looking at. But this week was even more special. About a month ago, they tore up the track. If you've been a longtime listener, you know that I used to do the Rocky Balboa run on the track. I specialize in the 10 to 11 minute mile on the track behind our house. That thing got torn up about a month ago. I drove home from work this week, and I was parking in my driveway, and I was like, I'm at my house, but it doesn't look like my house. Yeah, I felt like I was parking on the moon. And the reason is our entire back of our lot is all pine trees. Well, they cut them all down. And so now, I wish I had a six-year-old grandchild that was very into Bob the Builder, because every morning at about 8 in the morning, we have bulldozers, cranes, people moving dirt. It is loud. I basically live in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And the one thing I can tell you that's very odd, if you don't have a house and you don't know where you're going to be living next, it is like not having a rudder on your boat. It changes everything. Like, well, my garage door doesn't work. Should I fix it or just move it manually for 12 months? I guess I'll get out of my car every time I come home and every time I leave, because why would I spend $300 on a new garage door when I'm going to be moving, even though I don't know where I'm going? So that's my predicament. It's very emotional, It sounds, I think it's hard for people to relate to, but imagine if you didn't want to sell your house, you were forced to sell your house, and you came home one day and your entire backyard, all the trees had been cut down. It's unbelievable. Straight up Mad Max. Even my dog doesn't know what to do. He just sits out there and barks at the heavy machinery. It is nuts. One of the things I noticed as well this week is we went and saw some live music at Tally's, which is the Key West of White Bear Lake. And this woman was an extraordinary singer. She could sing anything. She sang some song about roller skates. I bet Red Cooler Ronnie knows what it is. But her hair was just blowing all night long. We were on the water. I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. It's like watching a Mentos commercial mixed with VH1. This is so great. But when I went out to start getting the vehicle, I noticed that she had a small fan pointed at her while she was playing, which makes sense because she's outside, it's hot, she's on the water. But what a great choice. I might bring a fan into my office in Stillwater and just have the fan blowing my hair while I'm at work, because it just changes your entire energy to have that fan. I'd actually like to see someone go out in the hockey hair with a small fan. The I got to give some shout outs this week. We were at a restaurant tonight. My son and our son and his girlfriend. Our son, the product of me and my wife, our son, God, she's right. Our son recommended that we go to Don Julio, which I think is the kind of place where the young kids, they like to go for various reasons. We went there, had a couple Texas margaritas, and while we were there, we saw some old friends. And we sent him a drink, sent him a couple beers at their table. And this was a hockey mom. And when she used to be in the arena when our daughters played hockey together, she was famous for going, woo, 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 woo. That's a terrible woo, woo. But so our son says to the waiter, he says, hey, will you discreetly send a couple beers to that table? And when you deliver them, simply say, woo, woo. And so he has to tell another waiter who's going to deliver it. We see them talking, two Mexican guys. He's saying, he's pointing and saying, woo, woo. And the other waiter's saying, woo, woo. And he's saying, yeah, woo, woo. So that happened. But we go to pay. I flip the U.S. Bank Vikings card on the table. I say, we're ready to close out. He says, no. They already paid your bill. So these dirty dogs not only paid for the beers we bought them, they picked up our whole tab. And my our son looked at us and said, Dad, I told you we should have just got their whole tab. You know, you played like an eight of diamonds, and that was a face card or an ace. You just got done. So shout out to George and Pam Moy for picking up our tab tonight at Don Julio. I also want to say happy birthday to my mother. Happy birthday to Taylor. It's a big, big week for birthdays this week. Big news in the IST world this week. My wife, I don't have to say our wife, that would be weird. Maybe if I was in Utah, but she cut herself this week. She was moving a vase, and she cut herself, and it wouldn't stop bleeding. She had to go to the urgency room, and then she came back to work. She thought she was going to have to get, I think it's called irrigated, where they try to get the glass out of your finger, but she ended up not being hurt that bad, and all the ISTs back at the shop, they said, yeah, welcome. Now you're really one of us. Now you're a florist. You've been cut. Apparently, this happens to all of them. And I thought she was out. I'm like, oh, workers' comp. She's going to milk this thing for 2 weeks. Nope. Band-aid, emergency room, back. Right back at it, right back doing work. And with a Band-aid on it. She also believes she has made, she didn't make it, but the most beautiful arrangement she's ever seen happen today. So she's going to, she says this will be the colors of one of the rooms in our new home when we eventually have one. So I will post that to the Instagram as well. So get better soon, Stace, now that you're a true IST, now that you've been cut. Hey, Tuesday night hockey. Any of you beer leaguers out there, you typically divide. So in basketball, it's shirts and skins. In hockey, you're either a dark or a white, a black or a white. So every beer leaguer on the planet carries two jerseys in their bag that haven't been washed in years. One is black, one is white. My white jersey happens to say Will Anderson Insurance on the back. That's a bonus ad for you, Mr. Anderson. But what are your thoughts on the guys that wear gray or green or red? I think this is just total bullshit. I think it provides a huge advantage. You don't see them out there. And I think they pawn it off. I think if you're struggling a little bit with your game, you know who you are. I'm not going to name names, Nagel. But you wear that gray jersey and you blend in. You hide in the weeds, and you have yourself a wonderful Tuesday night. That is just Bush League, not cool. Black or white, those are the official colors of beer league hockey. One of the things I was thinking about for a life goal is I think I want to live a life that deserves one of those third page obits in the local paper. Now, there probably won't be any newspapers around when I die, hopefully. But the people who get the third page obit, it's like you've done some stuff. Like they're almost like, okay, we got a bunch of dead people here, but this dead person lived a life of significance. I don't know if the hockey hair or the podcast is going to get me much more than a little tiny strip, but that's what I'm shooting for. I got to do a few more things, maybe a dozen or two dozen, but I am shooting for the third page obit. One thing I got to talk about, this is the type of, if you're listening to this podcast, I like to say Sunday morning coming down is the worst Seinfeld episode you ever watched, because we don't talk about much. We talk a lot about nothing. And so here's one. I got that pedicure. I mentioned it. I like getting pedicures. I like having people rub my calves with some sort of cream that has pebbles in it. I don't know why I like this. I think it's wonderful. I probably should get a pedicure every 3 weeks. I might be a happier person. The one thing I noticed, though, so I was looking at my feet all the time since I got the pedicure because I'm like, God, they cut the toenails so perfect. They're round. I don't have the yellow toenail, which I'm super happy about. But I noticed, you know, I got what's called a hammer toe. This is what you pay for right here, folks. So I got a hammer toe really on both toes. A hammer toe, both feet. A hammer toe is when your second toe is longer than your big toe, which doesn't make a lot of sense because the other toe is called the big toe. So this is definitely against nature. I don't know what happened. From an evolution standpoint, I have no idea how this would have happened, but it did. It's gotten into my 23andMe. And one of the things I noticed is hammer toe's a tough look. You know, it's almost the male bunion. I don't know, can guys get bunions? It feels like it's a female thing, but And so it almost ruins the pedicure. It's like, yeah, well, it's like getting a facial with acne, right? Like, well, he's got his toes look really nice, but he's got the hammer toe. And I've been wearing these white Birks all the time, and I'm concerned that because I'm wearing Birks all the time, my hammer toe has gotten worse. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if I should cut the tendon and just let this thing flop, maybe get an extension on the Birkenstocks. It's almost like the Island Green in Coeur d'Alene. Maybe I have a little circle that extends my Birkenstocks. But the I got to say, the hammer toe, it's tough. I'm struggling with it. I might go closed toe. I might. As much as I love the Brazilian look of the white Birks, the hammer toe has been something I am definitely struggling with. I did play golf at Minnetonka this week. This is if anybody's been worried about Minneapolis, and there's been some terrible days and terrible years for Minneapolis, all the unrest, when you're sitting on the deck of the Minnetonka Club staring at Minneapolis, let me tell you, those folks don't know that Minneapolis, as far as I can tell, it still looks pretty good. So I played this round with a college buddy and his dad, which was awesome. And I've never had this happen to me before golfing. I was on fire. The first tee at Minnetonka, it's all cars on your right. I have what I call the baby fade. Bring your burp cloth, because the baby fade is coming out. And I line up way left, and I bend it right. So this hole, now keep in mind, this is Minnetonka Country Club, so I parked in the back. Every vehicle in there would be a problem for me to replace. So I'm sitting on this first tee. I haven't seen this buddy in ages, haven't seen his dad in longer. And I got the baby fade. I'm thinking, all right, I guess I'm going to buy either a Land Rover, a G-Wagon, or a Range Rover in the next 5 minutes, or at least part of one of those vehicles. Nope, right down the middle. I was basically three over par through four. I know that doesn't sound great to some of you real golfers, but I felt like the priest in Caddyshack. At one point, I actually turned to my buddy and I go, hey, dude, I've never played golf like this before. I was hitting like wedges that looked like they were going into the bunker, and they would hit the top bit of grass above the bunker and slowly roll next to the pin. It was unbelievable. I said to my buddy, I said, hey, if I have a heart attack out here, like in the middle of this round, I just want you to tell everyone that, like, I knew, because something out of body was happening to me. I had actually, when I was warming up on the, I got there early, and I'm putting, and my buddy and his dad are at the driving range, so they're not with me yet. And someone walked up to me and said, I just have to say, I love your golf shirt, which was the Dreamsicle that I purchased in New York. And so I don't know if that was a passive aggressive way for him to tell me to tuck in my golf shirt, which somebody else told me from the club. By the way, I don't know, having people tell you to tuck in your shirt, it does erase them calling you Mr. at a country club. I would like to join a country club someday where you get called Mr. There's goldfish, but no one tells you to tuck in your shirt ever. That is a buzzkill, especially when you forgot your belt. I think I've forgotten to wear a belt like twice in the last 5 years, and for some reason this day I forgot my belt. So I'm not, maybe after I left, my friend and his father talked about how they were worried about me not having a belt. I don't really know. The I got to talk a little bit about one of the other ideas I heard this week, which is intriguing to me. Some friends, we were talking, and we got into this kind of philosophical idea about, and I think it's related to looking for a house and our current situation, but why don't people live together? I don't know. Maybe it's just for us. We're empty nesters. But why don't people live together? Why don't you pool your resources and live together? Why don't you have three houses? Each of you have a bedroom in each house, and you share those homes. I don't know why that isn't a thing. I think it could be a thing. I don't know if that's, it seems like that could be really a real thing in the world. And if it ever is, I would definitely like to like credit for that. The I'm going to be spending a weekend next weekend with the Kenyans. If you remember these two guys, I'm going back up to the cabin on Gull Lake. These guys are the guys that say, you know, you got to respect the power of the slow drip. These are professionals. Last time I went up there, I didn't make it. I wasn't even the guy at the end of the marathon that the other marathon runner walks with to the finish line. I kind of went to bed early, which was tough. But I am excited to be back with the Kenyans. I'm excited to test my strength and see how that goes. I got to talk a little bit about Big Wood now. I'm going to crack open a Cabin Days and pour it into my... I like to put the glasses right into the freezer. I've had this one out a little bit, so it's not quite as cold. But Big Wood is going to be fun, folks, as a sponsor. They're starting a new thing on the Instagram. We're going to do beer trivia, okay? So you got to go to Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod on Instagram, and it's an amazing beer trivia question. I will put it on there. And if you're the first one to answer correctly in the comments, there's going to be a $25 gift card waiting for you at the tap room. Yeah, you got to go to the tap room to get it. I'm not mailing it to you because you should go to the tap room. I had some fun there this week. This will come up in the drinking story at the end. But check that out on Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod on Instagram. I will have that posted today on Sunday for you. One of the things that the Big Wood folks are excited about is they have a bunch of custom beers for the state fair, custom seltzers. Next week's episode will be a state fair extravaganza, by the way. All the more reason to share this episode, get people on board with Sunday Morning Coming Down, because I might be an hour long next week. We are going to go deep into the great Minnesota get-together. My wife, our wife, if you like to call it that, she goes about 8 or 9 days out of 12. She's a connoisseur. You haven't been to the state fair until you've been with Stacy King. And I have had the pleasure of going with her several times. And so we will publish our official list of the top things. I think I'm going to do 21 things for the 2021 Minnesota State Fair. And so check that out. But Big Wood has one of these special drinks at the fair. They have many. I'll talk about more than one next week. But this is one of the things that will be on our list, is these specialty drinks at the fair. And typically a specialty drink, it started with a mini donut beer several years ago at the ballpark area in the state fair, which was delicious. And they get a lot done with the rim of the plastic cup. They put a lot of flavor on those rims. So I was reading the Pioneer Press. I'm the last person getting the newspaper in America. And I actually read about this and I thought, oh, I got to try that one. And when I got to the bottom of the description, it turns out it was Big Wood. So listen to this. Caramel Apple Craft Seltzer. A light, bubbly, and refreshing seltzer crafted with bright, crisp green apple. Served in a glass rimmed with buttery, rich caramel, which blends perfectly with each tantalizing sip. Hot damn, I wish I wrote that copy. 5% ABV, brewed in White Bear Lake by Big Wood Brewery. That's going to be at Andy's Grill on the south side of Carnes Avenue between Liggett and Nelson Streets. Just Big Wood doing good things. Be sure to check out the trivia when you're on our Instagram and give yourself a little field trip over to Big Wood Brewery. I mentioned this this Bennett dance. Our son has a dance. Well, I was able to capture video of this dance in Coeur d'Alene, and I don't even know how to explain how he dances. It brings joy to the nation. I think if a flag was at half mast and I had Bennett do his dance near the flag, it would rise up to full. It is that good. This video is the perfect summation of the Bennett dance. I'm going to put that. That's another reason to check out the Instagram if you don't follow that already. If you're having a bad day, if you know, you stubbed your hammer toe, if you cut your finger working, go to the Instagram, watch the Bennett dance, and you will not even know that that happened. It will be all better in a hurry. All right, we got a good question today. I'm going to play this for you. I think you're really going to like this one. I hope it's helpful to you guys. I hope you get something out of it.
Hey, John, this is Dave, back in New York, avid listener of your podcast. And one of my questions is, how do you get the creative spark going? What do you do to come up with your copy and your creative mindset? Is it the same every time? Is there a routine, or does it just naturally come to you? Because you are a creative guy, and your way of putting words together is probably similar to your stylist of words. You have a stylist for your closet. You have a stylist, I must say, for your words. You're a good guy, and I appreciate you, and I love listening to you. Big fan. Long live the king. Keep on the air, buddy.
Well, thank you, Dave. That's very nice. I appreciate that. And I am going to try to give you a good answer today. And that's not because I actually think I'm super creative, but I think it's a great question. I believe generally when looking for inspiration, that reality is stranger than fiction. So I tend to look at documentaries for inspiration. I love watching documentaries. I like watching real things. I like reading biographies. I'm currently reading a Prince biography. Turns out Prince was a pretty unhappy guy. Specifically, I have a huge fetish for surfing documentaries. I've been getting into the 100-foot wave series, documentary series on HBO. It is awesome. And surfers are just such weirdos, you know? I mean, these surfers will go, they'll take a month and go to Bali and do yoga just so they can, you know, get in the best mental and physical state for their surfing. I mean, it's a whole different deal. I've watched almost all of the surfing documentaries, and if you're at a point where you feel dry creatively, just watch yourself a surfing doc. Momentum Generation is one that's up there. The Andy Irons documentary is one that's up there. I often find inspiration comes from not understanding something versus understanding something. The producer Rick Rubin was famous for this. When he works with bands, he'll tell them, play a Chop Chop song. Or he might say, go in the backyard naked and walk on the grass and see what it makes you want to write about. Right? So stuff where you don't know what's going to happen is going to give you a lot more inspiration than, like, I would never, ever buy a book at an airport. Every book in an airport is trying to help you be creative or inspiring or successful or rich. Garbage. You'd be better off reading Flea from the Chili Peppers biography or the liner notes of your favorite country album. you need something to figure out. I do believe if you can get your mind in a state where it is being distracted by your body, whether you're in the shower, you're running, you're on the elliptical, you're swimming, you will get outstanding creativity if your body is preoccupied and your mind is kind of just spinning. I do find that tobacco gives you a considerable amount of inspiration, like a lip snack, if you need a little energy. I read this thing in the Pioneer Press. This is what I mean by not understanding something. Just to tie everything together, this guy had a third page obit. He was a poet and something else. He died, and his last name was Caddy. I think his name was John Caddy. Caddy died as wildfires ravish the earth, and so does a pandemic. It's soothing that he left us with his six eco principles. Now, this is not meant to be a statement on global warming, but just listen to these sentences about life. Life is powered by flows of energy. Life lives in circles. We all belong to the whole. All lives continuously transform. Living entities seek balance. All lives symbiotically intertwine. Holy fuck. What does that even mean? Life lives in circles. That is the kind of stuff that gives me inspiration and creativity because I don't know what it means. It's like seeing a puzzle on a table with six pieces left. That is so much more helpful than some blowhard giving you a TED talk. It just is. That is the kind of stuff that works. The other thing that I would highly recommend, I really do thank you for the comments on words. That's about repetition. When most people write, they write one time and then they're done. If you want to be a good writer, write, come back to it, come back to it again, come back to it again. That is the only way you will write in a very interesting and creative way, because you will take what you've started and you will hang ornaments on it. You will take out the fat. You will change it. You will make it tighter. It doesn't even hurt to show it to someone and say, what do you think of this? Do you like it? Is there anything you would change? And then they'll give you a suggestion, and that might be a good suggestion. So as it comes to words, it's about repetition and discipline, as unbelievable as it might be to hear someone like me say that. Another guy who's disciplined, that's not a good transition, but it's kind of funny, is Will Anderson. What I'm going to tell you is I'm going to make a piece of creative for the Instagram, which is going to be Will Anderson on a stick. As we look ahead at the state fair, I'm going to have Will Anderson on a stick. So if you don't want a $25 gift card, if you don't want to see the Bennett dance, you can see Will Anderson on a stick. And just like Hilburn, if you want to save some money, if you're looking at the fall going, God, college tuition, hockey, got two kids playing hockey, holy buckets, just put a comment in there and say, tell me more, Slick Willie. That's Willie Anderson. He's going to take care of you. He's going to save you money. He's going to answer your phone. He's going to explain insurance like it was a children's book. And as Willie says, as a rule, stupidity is covered. So speaking of that, I had a Sunday fun day this week. I'm not proud of it. Related to the notes view, if you're going to have a best list, I've mentioned this before, but I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to put in my notes view what I call last drunk, because this may surprise you. I'm not interested in having my life revolve around alcohol. I'm really not, despite the podcast name. But I think to have that in your notes view and say, hey, my last drunk was Sunday, August 8th, 2021. It would be pretty cool that if the next time I have a mishap, it's months from now. 6 months from now, 9 months from now. That doesn't mean I can't have fun. It just means I didn't go too far for an extended period. So let's talk about what happened. Sunisi Lee is a wonderful human being. She won gold at the Olympics in gymnastics. She's a Hmong woman from the east side of St. Paul. And I saw in the newspaper, I should get Pioneer Press to sponsor this podcast. I saw in the newspaper that there was going to be a parade for young Suni Lee, I think from 3 to 5 on Sunday. A buddy of mine and my wife, we went to watch the parade on the east side of St. Paul. Now, first of all, parades are awesome. Now, I don't know that I ever want to be a person that sets up my chair early for a parade, but parades are cool. They are like, it's like community in concentrate form going to a parade. It's so cool. And the Hmong community was ecstatic about Suni Lee. It was like for the first time, the world whispered in their ear and said, you can do anything, you can be anything. And Suni was a big family favorite when we watched the Olympics. Her dad had been paralyzed, and she's from the east side, you know, good St. Paul girl. The whole Simone Biles thing happened. She gets this opportunity, and she comes through. So we go to the parade. Side note, going to a parade where it's all Hmong people is also awesome because they're not super tall, most of them. That's not a negative. I don't think I'm out of line saying that. I think that's mostly true. Could be a generalization. I apologize if it is. But at 6 feet 1, I could see perfectly at this parade, which is not the norm. You go to First Avenue, you got about 6 guys drinking Grain Belt that are 6'5" in front of you every row you're in. Hmong parade, great sight lines. So we go to the parade. It's awesome. We see her. She basically looks at me. I'm taking pictures. My wife is crying. Then we go to the Sherwood. I think it's called the Sherwood Tap on the east side. You know, we have a beer. We meander our way back to White Bear Lake. We swing through the 617, White Bear Bar. Not White Bear Bar, Bigwood Brewery, and it's all fine. There's this moment. I talked to my buddy the next day. I said, hey, you know, a couple days later, I said, you know, why didn't we just, you know, like, why didn't we just get off the ride at that point? We were already full. We're already full. You already did it. You already got a paragraph that says we saw a gold medalist at a parade. We went to the east side of St. Paul. We went to this bar. We swung through town on the way home. That's it. That's all you need. Well, we went a little bit further than that. The bugs were biting me. I was sitting outside, and it itched so much that I scratched my bug bite so much that my legs had blood all over them. That's kind of the mind frame I was in. I think I was bitten by a dog, but I didn't really remember that until the next day. Now, I did when my buddy said, yeah, and you got bit by that dog. I'm like, yeah, I did. But if he would have asked me, hey, when's the last time you got bit by a dog? I would have said, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been bit by a dog. But, you know, once he reminded me, I knew that I had. That wasn't the problem, though. You know my deal. I like to come home. And I would say, as it relates to last drunk being in my phone, it's generally I come home, watch TV, maybe from midnight till 2. Typically, that's Harry Styles videos and Ed Sheeran dancing in that one video, maybe Taylor Swift. In this case, I think I watched an episode of Cocaine Cowboys, the documentary, which I'll probably have to watch again. But then I like to eat. And I'm not hungry, just to be clear. I'm not hungry at all. And specifically on this day, I'm going to call this Suni Sunday, Sunisi Sunday. And she is partially to blame. You know, I don't blame the entire Hmong community, but Sunni certainly is involved in this Sunni Sunday mishap. But I like to eat, but I didn't. I was at Bigwood, and they have those amazing pretzels with the red lid, and I didn't have any. The group, hey, they're all eating them. You know, no, I'm not even going to have one. I'm living a different life now. I'm tightening things up. And then I get home. Our wife goes to bed. My wife, our wife goes to bed. And I have some peanuts. And if I've been drinking a lot, that means the next morning you need to vacuum next to my Archie Bunker chair. I probably had peanut shells all tangled up in my chest hair. At some point, I remember unbuttoning my Stars and Stripes shirt that I had worn to the parade. And then we didn't have any food, but we did have a loaf of bread and some butter. At one point, I remember replacing the butter stick. And when I looked at the butter the next day or a couple days later, there wasn't much left. So I think I was almost like, it was almost like I was working in a school cafeteria. And there was a loaf of bread, and I was using all the bread until I turned all the bread into sandwiches. I think I did the same thing, only with pieces of toast. At one point I went to the bathroom like the next day, and it smelled like butter. I mean, that is not good. So that happened. That is last drunk in my phone. I'm going to try to put some distance to the next one. You've heard me say that before. And I am going to try to learn that moment to get off the ride, to know that you're full. And I want to get better at that. Now, weeks from now, I'll look back at that Sunday, and I won't remember that all day Monday, I basically sat in my office rubbing my arms, sent a couple emails, made a couple phone calls, but could not do anything creative, as Dave was saying. So I got to learn how to find that drop-off point. The problem is, the guy talking to you now, he knows where that drop-off point. The guy that's been to a couple places and is now on his third place, he doesn't want to get off the ride. So I'm going to try to get better at that. And to finish, I gotta give a shout out to my wife, our wife, the IST. You know I'm proud of her for being a florist, but I'm really proud of her now that apparently there was this extra layer to become like a Hell's Angel florist. You have to bleed to become a true florist. And I know that the first cut is the deepest. Love you, honey. Get it.
If you wanna try to love again.